It's a funny, he says a pshat in the Shem Shmuel in here, and we say this in the David Hashem Oi, we say Relu till after Shukkos. So he says like this, we say Achas Shati Meis Hashem Osef Akesh Shift Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai Lachas B'Noyim Hashem Levaka Becholo Ki Yis B'Nein Yabesuka B'Yom Ro Yasmin B'Seis Lo B'Sur Mele. So I ask from God, this is my request, to stay in the house of God my whole life, to visualize the sweetness of God and to be able to visit His palace. Because He protects me in His sukkah, in His tabernacle, and the evil days He hides me in the hiddenness of His tent, and He lifts me up on the rock. So it's a very strange thing. He says, I want to be in God's house, the Beis Hashem, Kol Mechai, because I'm in His sukkah, the Yom Ra. So he's in God's sukkah, so what is he asking to be in God's house? So he says like this. He says a very interesting chat. We want to be very close to Hashem. That's our desire. In fact, we want to be there all the time. Let's say you're living in the same house with somebody. So you see them, you bump into them, you interact with that person all the time, your wife, your husband, children. I want to be in the house of Hashem. But that's it's a noble request. But it's really, as he says, it's unreasonable. How can a person feel that he's going to be in God's receiving? Are we royal lechach? Are we fitting to have such an exalted experience? We do many mistakes and sins and don't things right. So how are we going to be in Hashem's house? So it's like a request, but there doesn't seem to be any basis for this request. So David HaMelech says, Ki it's b'neini b'sukkah b'yom ro yastireini. He says like this, the Jews, we're always under attack. We're always under attack. I came in the elevator a few minutes ago, I see on the sign, International Soccer League wants to ban Israeli athletes because Israel is not good to the Arabs. War is under attack by the nations of the world. And what do? We flee to Hashem, and tell Hashem, protect us from these nations. And He does. So, Kiz B'neini B'sukkah B'yom Ra, because we're under attack from these evil forces all the time. Why are they attacking us? Because we're the nation of Hashem. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is, they don't like the fact that the Jews are connected to Hashem. They want Muslims, or Jews should be Christians, or Jews should be atheists, but not the nation of Hashem. That's what bothers them. That's why they attack us. And we say we're stubborn. We want to be Hashem's nation. So, and we're ready to be connected to Him. He should protect us. And Itaka does protect us. That's why I've been around for about 3,500 years, continuously under attack. Hundreds, if not thousand plus nations have come and disappeared. We're the only one that's still here learning the same book which was there 3,500 years ago. Torah. So it's actually a miracle how a nation like this can survive. And now, on top of everything, we came back to the land of Israel after 1,900 years. Miracle upon miracle. It's all because Hashem is protecting us. Why is Hashem protecting us? Because we connect to Him, we cleave to Him in His sukkah. We say we want to be protected by You. We're going to stick, even though it's very difficult. So in any way, because of this, we're somehow in God's presence. Because of this problem of the nations of the world and His protection. So therefore, we say, once we're already under your guard and protection from our enemies, so then let it be a positive being in your house. Lachzos, shift b'beis Hashem, koy mechaya lachzos b'noam Hashem. It should be, I should have a pleasantness to be in God's house. I should be pleasant. Torah, mitzvos, simchas, nucha. So that's what I'm saying. Since we're with you, and unfortunately in the negative scene of the world, let us also be with you in the pleasant, positive scene. Even though, who are we to ask for such a thing? But because of our loyalty, despite all the adversaries, so this is the reason why we do deserve it. Why we do deserve it. That's what Shem Shmuel says.